Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we bring our special Christmas series called The Light of Jesus at Christmas to a close. In these lessons, Pastor Rick shows us how the light of Jesus brought into the world at Christmas illuminates, purifies, heals, and grows each of us in this season and beyond. Now, before we get started, we want to let you know that a very generous friend has given a $100,000 matching grant to Daily Hope. That means that all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called The Light of Jesus for Your Darkest Days.
Now, let me give you a second effect of light. Light not only illuminates, light can disinfect. Did you know that? Yeah, did you know that? Light is a great disinfectant. It can kill germs. It can purify water. Light can cleanse and sanitize a lot of stuff. You know, during our peace teams visiting all around the world in rural villages, when we teach good health practices in developing nations, one of the things we teach is the importance of hanging out your bed sheets to dry in the sun to sanitize them. Light has a disinfecting impact. This week, I read an article about how New York City officials have built a water disinfection facility using ultraviolet light to destroy germs and disinfect its drinking water, which is brought in from about 100 miles away. And instead of using chlorine, which most of us use, which has some downsides to it, they're now using the sun's power to disinfect and sanitize their water. Using light rays, they disinfect 2.4 billion gallons of water every day. Now, in a similar way, getting the light of God in your life can disinfect and sanitize and purify and cleanse harmful bad stuff out of your life. The harmful words, the harmful thoughts, the harmful actions that make you spiritually and emotionally and sometimes physically sick. Here's what the Bible says. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6 to 9. If we claim to have a relationship with God, but we continue living in darkness, then we lie, and we aren't following the truth. But if we live in the light, as God is in the light, then we can have real fellowship with each other. And the blood of Jesus, God's Son, purifies us. That's cleanses, sanitizes, disinfects. God's Son's blood purifies us from all sin. And if we claim to be without sin, we're just fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. But if we confess our sins to Him, God is faithful and just, and He will forgive and cleanse us from every wrong. So I want you to write this down. Number two, in dark days, I need the light of Jesus when I want a clean start. When I want a clean start. You know, I could not count the number of times that people have said to me confidentially, you know, Rick, I've made so many mistakes in my life. I really need a fresh start. I wish I could just clean the slate, wipe it all off and begin again. I'm so tired of carrying a heavy load of emotional baggage from all my poor decisions. So many people today are going through dark days because they're carrying a load, a secret load of guilt and shame and regret. They may look successful on the outside, but they're tortured by their secrets. Is there a way to wipe the slate clean? Is there a way to get a fresh start? Yes. It's called being born again. That doesn't mean you turn over a new leaf and try harder. It means you get a brand new life. Not a new leaf, a new life. Everything is forgiven and forgotten. Everything is cleansed by the light of Christ. And then the darkness is lifted in your light. 1 Samuel 22:29 says this, "You, Lord, are my light, and you dispel my darkness." The darkness of guilt, the darkness of regret, the darkness of shame, the darkness of I wish I could have done it differently. He says, "You dispel my darkness when you are my light." Ephesians 5:8-9 describes what it means to be completely cleansed and forgiven of your sin and born again. Here's what it says. And the one to think past your life, in your past, your life was full of darkness. But now you're full of light in the Lord. And now you can live like children of light. And God's light brings every kind of goodness and right living and truth. So here's my question for you this Christmas. What secret regret or guilt or shame in your life needs to be cleansed and disinfected by exposure to the light of Christ? I want you to think about that, okay? Think about that. What needs to be cleansed with the light of Christ in my life? Let's move on to the next benefit of having God's light in your life. He said, light illuminates, and I could see what I couldn't see before. Light disinfects, it cleans up the mess and the germs and the sin in my life. A third effect of light is this, light can heal things. Did you know that? Light can heal things. Scientists are discovering more and more about the healing properties and the healing powers of light. In medicine, light is now being used in all kinds of therapeutic ways. We use them from lasers, which we use in surgeries and wounds and all kinds of things, to different levels of infrared, to light therapy for depression. One of the most common uses of light found in dermatology. Because of its ability to fight bacteria, blue light is routinely now used in doctor's offices to treat acne. And red light is being used to treat wrinkles. And light stimulates the mitochondria in your skin. Of course, for over 100 years, doctors have placed patients in beds out on sunny balconies as part of their recovery. But we're now just learning how different wavelengths of light have different healing and pain-relieving properties. Now, when you think about it, I mean, literally, when you think about it, if everything God created is good, when it's used in the way God intended, then that makes sense. I mean, in the physical realm, water is good for you in the right dose. Air is certainly good for you in the right dose. And light is good for you in the right dose. All of these are essential to your physical health. But what about your emotional health and your spiritual health? What about your emotional wounds and mental illnesses and spiritual sicknesses that afflict all of us in a broken world? Well, the parallels apply here too. I want you to write this third thing down. In dark days, I need the light of Jesus. When I'm wounded and in pain. When I'm wounded and in pain. Emotional pain, spiritual pain, physical pain, relational pain. When I feel discouraged or disappointed or depressed or in despair, the antidote is turn to the light of Jesus. In those dark days, let me show you some verses from the Bible. Psalm 69:29 says, "I am wounded and in pain, so rescue me, O God, by your saving power." Psalm 103, "He forgives all my sins and he heals me." Sometimes people feel they have to like prove to God that they deserve to be healed. I've got to go fast and pray for days to be healed. But God says, no, no, just show compassion to other people the way I do. Look at this verse, Isaiah 59:6-8. Instead of fasting, he says, here's what I want you to do. I want you to break the chains of injustice. I want you to stop all the unfairness, the oppressed. I want you to share your food with the hungry and shelter the homeless. And when anybody needs clothes, clothe them, and don't refuse to help even your own relatives. And if you do these things, here's what he says. My light will shine on you like the morning sun, and your own healing will quickly appear. So many people today in their dark days feel trapped by thoughts, trapped by compulsions, trapped by fears, trapped by anxieties, trapped by secret addictions? Where do we find the freedom from that kind of darkness? Colossians 1, 12 and 13 says this, "Your Father has made you able to share all that he's prepared for his people in the kingdom of light." That's the kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, for he has freed us from the power of darkness. The light of Jesus can free us from our darkest emotions and thoughts. So here's my question here for this third point. What needs healing in your life? What needs healing in your life? What needs to be exposed to the light of Christ? Because light illuminates, shows me when I'm confused. Light disinfects, it takes care of all the junk in my past, and light heals. Let me give you just one more property of light. The fourth effect of light is this. Light grows things. Light grows things. Light is life for anything living. Okay? It's the key to life. Every plant grows by photosynthesis, which is dependent upon light. No light, no growth. No light, no power. You can't live without life. Now, I'll tell you personally, as a vegetable gardener, I can tell you that the more hours of light you have, the bigger your crops will grow. And I can also tell you that many crops won't even grow in wintertime with shorter days. You know, I have a thing that I've kept used for 25, 30 years. You know what this is? Looks like just a light bulb, but it's a special kind of light bulb. It's a grow light. It emits a certain kind of light that causes plants and trees to grow. And you use it in areas where there isn't enough light for plants to survive. And I actually use these grow lights on young redwood trees that I planted on the shady side of my house until they got tall enough to get sunlight on their own. And today, those trees are about 40 feet tall. You know, in many ways, church services, like the one we're in right now, they're a growth light for your spirit. They help you grow in dark days when the sun is hidden, when you can't see the light. Now again, the same physical effect of light is true in the spiritual realm. So write this down. Number four, in dark days, I need the light of Jesus to change me for the better. I need the light of Jesus to change me for the better. You know, I've often said there are two ways that we change, when we see the light and when we feel the heat. One of those ways is far less painful. If we would just change when we see the light, then we wouldn't have to change when we feel the heat. Ephesians 1, 17 and 18 says, I'm asking God to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding so that you will grow. That's the grow light. So that you will grow in your knowledge of God. And I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light, the light of God. That's going to help you grow when your life's flooded with light so that you can understand the wonderful future God has promised to those he called. In the Bible, light and life go hand in hand. Psalm 36, verse 9, you, Lord, are the giver of life, and your light lets us enjoy life. Did you know that verse? Your light lets us enjoy life. God says life is meant to be enjoyed, not merely endured. But the key is living in God's light. The more you live in God's light, the more you'll enjoy life. That's why Jesus said this, John 8, 12, I'm the light of the world, and if you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness because you'll have the light that leads to life. We all know Jesus said in John 10, 10, I came to give life, life in all its fullness. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 says, the same God who once said, let there be light in creation, let there be light in the darkness, has now made his light to shine in our hearts. It is the brightness of God's glory that we see shining in the face of Jesus Christ. See, all of these verses, why does God talk so much about light in the Bible? Because God is light, and the light is the light of love and the light of God's life. 1 John 2, 8, the darkness in our lives disappears, and the new light of Christ shines in. So here's the Christmas question this year. Here's my question for you at Christmas. Are you ready to exchange your darkness and the dark days you're going through for God's light? This is what Christmas is all about. Jesus came to light up your life. By the way, when Jesus came at Christmas, he didn't start with his birth. He's always existed because he's God. John chapter 1 tells us this, first five verses. Before anything else existed, there was Christ with God. He didn't come alive simply at Christmas. He's been in existence for eternity. He has always been alive, and he is himself God. He created everything. Eternal life is in him, and this life gives light to all mankind. His life is the light that shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. You see, when you try to live your life without God, you live it in the dark. It's why things don't make sense to you, because you don't have the illumination. It's why you're burdened down with negative emotions. It's why you're not healed of the brokenness in your life. And it's why you stop growing. You know, this Christmas, it's time to turn on the light. It's time to flip the switch. It's time to let the light of Christ into your life, not just for your dark days, but for all your days. It's time to exchange your darkness for his life. Light. I would like to pray with you. Would you bow your heads and pray a simple prayer like this? Say, dear God, I've had many dark days in my life, but I need your light in my life. I need your light to heal me. I need your light to guide me. I need your light to comfort me, to warm me. I need your light to help me grow. And so as much as I know how, Jesus Christ, I open my life to the light of your love. And this Christmas, I want to accept you as God's Christmas gift to me. I want to learn to follow you and trust you. And I humbly ask you to accept me into your family by grace, not because I deserve it, but because I put my faith in your love and in your light. I pray this and ask this humbly in your name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ, and I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
Thank you so much for listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We've got some incredible news to share with you. A very generous friend has given a $100,000 matching grant to this ministry. That means that all this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Do you even know why we give Christmas gifts to each other? It's because God gave the first Christmas gift, the gift of his Son. God has been using you and your generous support to literally transform the lives of so many people who've never heard about the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. We couldn't do any of this without you. Without your support. You know, I do this for free. I serve Daily Hope for free. We're 100% listener funded. And I want to thank you for being obedient to God when he tells you to give to Daily Hope. You might not think you've got a lot to give. It's the regular giving, month after month after month, that God multiplies. And thanks to all of you, we're reaching more and more people with the good news every day. So let me just say, at this time of the year, I want to appreciate your partnership in this ministry. Any success that we have is because God is working through us together. Your prayers make a difference, your giving make a difference, and you telling other people about the program makes a difference. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Would you continue to pray for me? I really need your prayers. Pray that God will give me just the right words to say this next year as we go into a year of daily hope, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ with people all around the world. Then let me know how you're doing. Let me know how we can pray for you. We have a prayer team here. It blesses me to hear from you. And so just write me, rick@pastorrick.com. It's real simple, rick@pastorrick.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for giving. Thanks for sharing. And thanks for caring. God bless you.
All this month, every dollar you give to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus around the world will be matched up to $100,000. So $25 becomes $50, $50 becomes $100, and $500 becomes $1,000. Whatever you give will be doubled by the matching grant up to $100,000, but only till midnight December 31st. Anything not matched will be lost. So please contact us today. You can give right now by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. We'll say thanks by sending you the brand new Daily Hope Prayer Journal. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.